Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome to Treasured Words. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we're grateful for the time we can study your word. I pray you'd sink it into our hearts and we would apply it in our lives. We pray in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Our treasured words today are found in Psalm 23, verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Folks, that's one of the most beloved psalms there is. It's been recited in times of celebration, in times of loss, and every time in between. David had a good understanding of what it meant to be a shepherd. As a boy, he learned how to care for the flock. So when he made the statement, "The Lord is my shepherd," he knew what he was talking about. When he went on to say, "I shall not want," he was basically saying that he would not need anything because the Lord was going to take care of him. You see, shepherds look out for their sheep in every way. They lead them into green pastures. They protect them. They provide all the needs for their life. In John chapter 10, Jesus tells us how the shepherd not only protects the sheep that are under his care, but he would gladly lay down his life for the sheep. The truth is that Jesus is our great shepherd. And because of his loving care, we have all that we need. And my promise, or my prayer today, is that the reality of this promise will go deep into our hearts. The writer in the book of Hebrews in chapter 13 said, "Now may the God of peace, who brought you again from the dead, the great shepherd of the sheep, with the blood of the eternal covenant, our Lord Jesus, make you complete in every good work, to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ. To him be glory forever and ever. Amen." Well, our next treasured words will be this coming Friday. But folks, I say this all the time, Sunday's coming. We're looking forward to seeing you then. God is good all the time. See you Sunday.